Maxius.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Rick in by chance?
No, I'm sorry. He's not here.
Oh, okay. Did I just miss him, or has he not come in today?
Well, he's out making deliveries. So you said you're with the Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, yeah, that's like car, then diff. Do you happen to help out with the finances? Maybe I could speak with you, or is there anyone else around that assists with that?
You can talk to me.
Okay, what was your name, sorry?
My name's Stephanie.
Stephanie, nice to meet you, Stephanie. I was just following up. We actually mailed to your business a pre-approved finance offer. We do equipment financing and working capital. Wanted to touch base with you guys, see if possibly you had anything coming up before the year's end where it can help out.
Nope. We probably don't have anything coming up for a while.
Oh, why is that?
Because it's slow.
The industry as a whole or just the business this year?
Well, I don't know about the industry as a whole, but I'm just speaking for us.
Okay. Okay. Not a lot of things have occurred this year.
Right.
How do you guys get through the slow time, I guess? Do you kind of shift your focus, actively seek out new business? What do you do to kind of set yourself apart? Well, yeah, I understand that, but there's ways to drum up a little new business, too. Are you guys a general job shop, or do you have a specific industry that you...
We don't need any financing.
So we not only do just equipment, we do cash loans too if you need extra.
We don't need anything like that. We're not that slow.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not to like only just help with cash flows. If you had a project coming up, maybe you need to cover inventory costs or payroll or things of that nature. But that's why I wanted to just see what you guys got coming up for the fourth quarter. But seems like you're all set. Nothing really in the works either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you mind if I follow up with you guys every now and then just to check in, see how things are going?
You can if you'd like.
Yeah. I mean, we had the business pre-approved for up to $250,000 because you had done some work with
15 other places.
I could imagine that you're getting a bunch of these calls, but, I mean, how many of them are actual real banks and not some weird made-up names like Rapid Funding?
I've never heard of Bank of Cardiff before.
Well, hence why we're privately held.
Well,
we're not like a big bank. Well, it should. I mean, you know, we actually focus more along the lines of building a relationship with our customers aside from the fact of just offering you money.
Okay. Well, I don't think we have any of those around here anyway.
What? Like,
Bank of Cardiff.
No, we're over here on the West Coast, actually. We operate out here, but we work nationally.
I see.
Strictly business banking.
Yeah. But no, we're good.
Okay, do you mind if I shoot you over an email, at least with my contact info? That way, if something comes up in the future, we can at least be a resource to you. You can check us out, see if...
Do you already have my email address?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give it out because I don't need any more junk mail.
How is she going to get in contact with me, huh? Come on, Stephanie. Work with me here.
Like I said, you and 15 other people call here every day about financial stuff and... Yeah, it's all the same to me.
Are we just a voice over the phone? You know, I've never actually tried to go through funding with anybody before or tested the waters
sure,
with it.
But we have local people that we use when we've, like, bought machines and stuff. We don't ever use any random people that randomly call us.
Well, like what? Like you go through the vendors or whatever?
No.
Or you go through your local bank?
Well, we have a local bank that we've used, and we have a local... I don't know what you call it, but...
Like dealer?
That we've...
Well, how do you guys finance your equipment, then, or do you purchase it outright?
Well, we get a loan, and then
right.
we
buy it. Yeah, the typical equipment financing loan. That's
right.
what we offer here. I mean,
yeah,
we're not
we use
any...
local places, and we already have two or three places that we have over the years used.
Right, so, right.
And
we
worked out good. We've paid out several machines...
And we totally understand this, Stephanie. We're not here to step on anybody's toes or compete with your local bank, but we act more along the lines of that secondary source of funds. So let's say your bank can't get you the money that you need because your line of credit isn't as big as you expected. So you
have that problem.
It's a hypothetical. It doesn't mean that you actually have happened to run into the situation, but I see it all the time. So I'm giving an example of it. Or if you're looking to shop around for other rates to see what other places can get you because you're only limiting yourself to the one bank that you have and they can mark up the price as much as they want.
yeah,
too.
I understand that.
Yeah, and I know, like, of course, you know, you have that relationship with them. You have built it up over the years, I could imagine, and...
We are not in need of any kind of financial assistance or loans or in any position to buy any machines. We are good to go.
Okay, I'll just, you know, follow up with you then back in January, see if you guys have anything coming up, and if not, I'll just say hey, check in, if you don't mind.
All right.
All right, Stephanie, it was good talking to you. Good meeting you as well. You take care.
You too.
All right, bye now. Bye.